Europe.
Migration. Out of sight, out of mind? Italy has begun processing asylum seekers in Albania. Other European countries are itching to strike similar deals.
The first camp for asylum seekers built by an EU country outside the EU spreads across an area the size of 10 football pitches near the village of Jarda in northern Albania. This week, 16 Bangladeshis and Egyptians who had been picked up in the Mediterranean disembarked in Albania destined for the site. It was an important moment, and not just for Italy, which has sponsored and built the Albanian centre. After decades of fruitless discussion and thwarted plans, for the first time an EU country has begun to process asylum claims in a third country. A metal screen atop a concrete base encircles the three areas of the Jarda facility. The first, made up of prefabricated accommodation units, is for asylum seekers awaiting the response to their claims. The few that receive a positive decision will be taken to Italy. A secure zone covered with steel mesh is for the rest, who in theory await repatriation. The camp also includes a small jail for criminal offenders. Under the terms of an agreement signed last year between Giorgia Meloni, Italy's Prime Minister, and Edi Rama, her Albanian counterpart, the centre will remain under Italian control until at least 2028. The deal applies only to migrants plucked from the high seas, i.e. outside Italian waters, by Italian vessels, and not to all of them. Women, children, families and vulnerable men will go to Italy for processing in the normal way. So will anyone who claims to be from a country not on Italy's safe list of 22, which includes Bangladesh, Tunisia and Egypt, whose nationals often attempt to reach Italy. The rest, arguably the guileless, who either admit to citizenship of a safe country or retain ID documents demonstrating it, will be shipped to Albania. In 2023, irregular migration on the central Mediterranean route reached its highest level since Europe's crisis of 2015-16, though numbers have since fallen, owing in part to a deal with Tunisia, from where many migrants depart. Italian ministers say the prospect of diversion to Albania will dissuade those planning to sneak into the EU via the Med. Its strongest effect will be as a deterrent, agrees Mr. Rama, whose government stands to be rewarded with Ms. Meloni's help in its bid to join the EU. Yet whether migrants who have chosen to risk their lives at sea will be put off by the prospect of a spell in the steel embrace of Jarda is questionable. And its potential deterrent effect would seem to be its sole value. Italian officials stress that the site is subject to Italian law and that nothing can be done there that cannot be done in Italy. That includes returns to migrants' home countries. In the first half of 2024, Italy issued 13,330 repatriation orders, but sent back only 2,242 people, despite its return agreements with most of the safe countries. Skeptics think deportation troubles mean Jarda's maximum capacity of 3,000 could quickly be reached, and local officials say that in the medium term, they may be able to hold just one-third of that figure. They add that after 3 months of detention, failed asylum seekers, if not yet repatriated, will normally be taken to Italy, released, and told to leave the country. In short, there is plenty of reason to doubt that the centre will make a serious dent in the number of irregular migrants reaching Italy. Yet as EU countries from the Netherlands to Austria to Poland turn sour on asylum, such is the desperation to get a grip on irregular migration that the Albanian experiment is being closely observed across the club and beyond. As The Economist went to press, the heads of the EU's 27 governments were gearing up for a lively migration discussion in Brussels. On October 14th, Ursula von der Leyen, the president of the European Commission, reiterated to them her commitment to find innovative ways to tackle irregular migration, a euphemism for outsourcing deals. Notably, she also gave her imprimatur to the old idea of return hubs, centres in non-EU countries to which failed asylum seekers may be sent as they await deportation. The Albanian arrangement, added the president, will provide lessons. Earlier this year, the EU passed a long-stalled migration pact designed to speed the expulsion of failed asylum seekers and to distribute the burden of hosting refugees among member states. But that has not dulled governments' interest in pursuing outsourcing deals with other countries. In 2021, Denmark passed a law enabling extraterritorial asylum processing. This May, 15 EU governments urged the Commission to investigate further. In Germany, which accounts for roughly a third of asylum applications in the EU, the Interior Ministry will, in December, present options for external processing. The opposition Conservatives, likely to take office after next year's election, are already committed to third country asylum deals. Some even want to emulate Britain's failed deal with Rwanda, a simpler but more radical proposal that would have dispatched asylum seekers who reached British shores to Kigali to try their luck there. Such schemes face countless financial, legal and logistical hurdles. The principle of outsourcing asylum does not appear to violate refugee law, especially the ban on refoulement or returning people to places of danger. But in practice, the need to uphold and maintain standards that can pass muster in European courts may prove insurmountable, especially if deals are done with non-European countries. Judges thwarted Britain's efforts, they may yet do for Italy's. To ease the path, EU governments aim to make legal tweaks, including to the connection criteria, which stop them sending failed asylum seekers to non-EU countries to which they have no formal link. Trickiest of all is finding and keeping partners. Mr. Rama emphasises that his offer does not extend beyond Italy. Other countries in Europe's neighbourhood have ruled themselves out as outsourcing or return hubs. Winning them over will require a deftness of diplomacy not often associated with the EU and its disputatious members. But rarely has Europe been so determined to reduce the number of irregular migrants reaching its shores.